Well, I hope you're kind of catching some of the enthusiasm that is bubbling up here with Amanda Luan, who is in studio with us, part of Bamboo Detroit, a Michipreneur. And there is an event that's coming to the city of Detroit in the middle of September that is going to be kind of one step up in terms of gathering some of the national and local leaders together in a multidisciplinary gathering to talk about reigniting our spirit of competitiveness in the United States and economic growth and, boy, something that is near and dear to our heart, which is creating jobs.
You're just said a lot of words to just say we're using technology to grow the economy.
There we go. And the man who pulled that together and kind of gave life to that is a man named David Kirkpatrick, who is with us right now. David, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being with us. David, give us a little background about who you are and how Techonomy came to birth.
Oh, well, that's a tough one. Well, I'm a journalist. I was at Fortune magazine for 25 years, and the last 15 or so years I was the main tech writer based in New York. Then I left and I wrote a book about Facebook. But when I was at Fortune, I started a conference called Brainstorm, and I became very convinced in my work in the tech industry that conferences and getting people together is key given the pace of change that we're all in the midst of. And so Techonomy really arose out of our desire to bring people together from tech and from business generally, from government, from the policy community, to help everybody understand the incredible challenges that we're all facing and opportunities because of this pace of change created by the Moore's Law at the ground level, which is the fast pace of change in semiconductors, and all the things that flow from that, you know, cell phones and the sharing economy and all the various roles of the Internet. We talk about all that and cities in this conference, Techonomy Detroit, on September 16th, and we're super excited to be bringing it back for the third time to Detroit.
Yes. Amanda, who was with us in studio, Amanda Luan, who is locally involved in entrepreneurial events here. Amanda, you were there last year for the event.
Yes, I was there. It's always a great event. They go really in depth and get a lot of great leaders to come, and really some of it focuses on, you know, what can we take away for Detroit? And
so what did you take away?
I'd be happy to know. I did write a blog post on like 17 takeaways, I think, from Techonomy last year, and it was super popular.
That's great. So did you find things that you could then take and make work in your area with entrepreneurs?
You know, a lot of it, there's a couple entrepreneurs and programs at Bamboo Detroit that are thinking, how can we really break into education and give people some type of quality education online as some type of alternative? And I think that was a good topic last year from the CEO of
Sisters Code, yeah. Yep. She's back again this year, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and she was really, really great. And technology is just affecting every aspect of business, and Detroit has this opportunity to capitalize on that and really kind of, as we're thinking about reinventing ourselves, what can we do to use technology to reinvent in the right direction?
See, I love it, David. I wanted you to hear what your impact, your gathering it had last year. That sometimes you don't get to see the fruit of that. One of the things, I saw a quote there that I thought was really fascinating, and it came from Steve Case, who's the chief executive officer at Revolution LLC. It says, Detroit was the Silicon Valley of 50 years ago. It was the center of innovation. How do you get the people who left Detroit to come back here? It's really all about talent.
And yeah. That's probably when he joined us in 2 years ago at Techonomy Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, and Steve Case was the founder of AOL, right?
Yeah. Right.
Just to remind him. And I think his wife is here this year, right,
Jane? His wife is on the program this year. Yeah. She runs the Case Foundation, which is putting a lot of money and ideas into various ways of stimulating entrepreneurship in cities in particular. So, you know, I think our themes focus on how entrepreneurs can be more effective in cities right now and what that means for cities. So it's really about this cross-pollinization that's happening between super entrepreneurial businesses that are fueled by tech and people in the policy and government arena who are faced with challenges, particularly in Detroit, but really all over the world and certainly all over the United States, to make governance and the way we run our cities accord with the incredible change in the way we're living our lives because of tech. And there's just so much change right now, and I think the opportunity is for anyone in business or anyone who cares about the future of Detroit to come to Techonomy and learn what they can do differently and how the city might evolve over time.
Now, David, I know that David Kirkpatrick is with us, the founder of Techonomy. You hold this in different places around the country, right?
Well, actually, we have two main events. This is one of only two things we do at scale. This is our biggest public event we do, and it's been a huge labor of love for us for the last 3 years. Our other main event is an invitation-only two-day retreat-type conference that happens in mid-November in California, south of San Francisco, and that's also fantastic. It's of a very different nature. It's smaller. It's private. It's, you know, it's kind of like a think tank kind of thing. This is our one chance where the public can come and get the fruits of all the things we've gleaned over the years and the network that we bring together. So, like, we're bringing Jack Dorsey together with the new CIO of Detroit, Beth Niblock, and she's going to be interviewing Jack. So that's like a convergence of two types of people who deeply care about how tech can change cities, somebody who's doing it in Detroit, and Jack Dorsey, who invented Twitter partly out of his own passion for cities, which is something many people don't realize.
I love your overview of things and how, David, you have through your years of watching technology, you kind of see these key players, and then with Techonomy, you're bringing them together, and it's almost like you kind of bring them together and then sit back and wonder what's going to happen next.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I really think that's a good way to think about it. It's kind of like you bring together the right players and you sit back and learn, because it's a conference is not like a magazine where you know what you're going to put out, which is what I did for years.
Yeah.
A conference, anything could happen. And, you know, like, we have this amazing guy, Albert Wenger from Union Square Ventures, who's a venture capitalist in New York, who has these really passionate views about how tech is changing the workforce and the future of the economy. He's going to give a really, I think, inspiring talk. We also have a whole session on the future of jobs, and the Secretary-Treasurer of the AFL-CIO, Elizabeth Schuller, is coming. I'm very proud to have her there. So we have everything from Jack Dorsey to the Secretary-Treasurer of the AFL-CIO, and that's, I don't think there's too many conferences like that that bring that diversity together. So. And out of that, who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, no, it's exactly it. We're chuckling because in some ways it's outrageous. What are you doing, David? It's outrageous.
We like to be outrageous.
I know. And precisely, I think that's the possibility for good things happening. Now, just kind of practical, where is this taking place? How can people get involved in it?
It's at Wayne State University on September 16th. We start with a reception at the Detroit Institute of Arts in the Rivera Court, which I've wanted to do the whole time we've been here.
That's amazing.
It's probably one of my favorite rooms in the world.
Yes.
And that's on Monday the 15th at 6 o'clock. And Dan Gilbert is going to talk to the crowd there. He's a big supporter of what we're doing at Techonomy and one of the great Detroiters, of course. And then all day on the 16th, which is a Tuesday, at Wayne State, you can go to techonomy.com/Detroit, or if just techonomy.com, it'll lead you to the ticket page. We have an Eventbrite page for ticketing also. If you go to Eventbrite, Techonomy, you can find it that way.
And we also, by the way, David, on our homepage, internetadvisor.net, we also have a hot link to that too as well.
And it's honest, you know, in coming, we feed you breakfast, we feed you lunch, we have a reception at the end. We're bringing a number of people in from out of town and giving them a tour of a number of things that are happening in Detroit, including Detroit Aircraft and some of the Creative Corridor activities. And I think a lot of our speakers, interestingly, are really excited to come to Detroit because they've read that things are happening there and they really want to see it with their own eyes. And it's one of the things that allows us to do this event there. There's a huge hunger to figure out what Detroit means. And we love that enthusiasm, so we're going to try to satisfy it and show people.
Let me ask you a question as a journalist, somebody who's looked at this industry for a long time. Who are the new Henry Fords, the people who have that kind of magical sense of the bigger picture and have that gift for bringing things together and making things happen?
Well, there are two people I always mention when asked questions like that, and the first one is always Mark Zuckerberg, who I have the privilege of having written the most thorough book that anybody's ever written about him. In fact, I'm kind of the only person that ever really got extensive interview time with Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book called The Facebook Effect, which came out in 2010. I think Zuckerberg and what he's done with Facebook, with 1.3 billion users in every country on the planet, there's nothing like that that's ever happened. I mean, he's definitely at the level of a Henry Ford. But the other name is Jack Dorsey. And, you know, Jack has been a big supporter of Techonomy Detroit. He grew up in downtown St. Louis, And he is a huge visionary yeah. of how technology can change the world. So we're super pleased to have one of the two people I'd use to answer your question at our conference on September 16th in Detroit.
Excellent.
I think those are great. I would add Elon Musk, too. I mean, that's an entrepreneur who
yes.
started in the tech industry and is just moving across. I think he's inspired most by what are the issues that face human nature.
And the CEO and founder of Tesla.
Exactly. Yeah, so he's in the auto industry, rockets. Companies.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. David, we've run out of time now, but this is an extraordinary event, folks. It's taking place here in Detroit. Again, go to internetadvisor.net, and you can simply click on the link to Techonomy Detroit to find out more about it and also to get some tickets and get there. It's an exciting thing. David Kirkpatrick, thanks so much for being with us here
Thank
on the Internet
so much
Advisor.
Thank you for having me and letting me talk about this exciting event that we've put together.